So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Greetings to all. This is Akanksha Yadav from Grade 9. We, the students of the Millennium School, are here to podcast our experience. We recently went on a trip to South India, and as we all know, it includes a huge part of India. It was a great opportunity exploring this part of the country. So now, we are going to tell you about our amazing journey. Before proceeding, my team members would like to introduce themselves.
Hi, it's Mishti Agarwal.
Hi, this is Khushi Mittal.
Hi, I'm Arpita Singh.
Hi, this is Sia Chaudhary.
Hi, I'm Anvi Agarwal.
Hi, this is Mrinalini Sarung.
Hi, this is Ahana Shrivastav.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, listeners. Firstly, we went to Bangalore. As soon as we entered the city, we went to places like Tipu Sultan, Summer Palace, Lal Bagh, Botanical Garden and Sir M. Vishwaswarya Museum, where we got to know a lot about the history, beauty, technology and culture of the place.
Then, our next destination was Coimbatore, where we first explored ISKCON Temple and were astonished by the beliefs of the people about their rituals. Then we visited Chidi Naidu Museum, which consisted of huge collection of antique cars. We also went sightseeing.
While visiting South India, how can we leave a place as beautiful as Ooty unexplored? We had a great time enjoying boating in Ooty Lake. The city was not as cold as we expected it to be, but the warm temperature of the place added to its beauty.
Coorg, the Scotland of India, is a place which is famous for its rich coffee beans and a variety of tea leaves. We really enjoyed the scenic route of the city. It is a wonderful place and should be definitely visited.
Last but not the least, we visited Mysore, which is now known as Mysuru. The Mysore Zoo is the oldest and one of the biggest zoo in India, which contains more than 168 species of animals. Then we explored the Mysore Palace, which had a really rich architecture. And then comes the last place of our journey, Wonderla Amusement Park. And there couldn't have been a better ending of our journey.
South India is like a whole new place for people living in northern region of India, as everything is exotic, from language to dress code, from cultures to food, everything astonished us. There was lots to learn and the knowledge we got enriched ourselves. Or inclusive, the trip was fun and cool and at the same time educational and knowledgeable, which made it more and more awesome.
South India taught us unity in diversity. It made us feel like we have come to a new place, but simultaneously, we had the feeling of being in our own country. We would like to thank EdTerra for arranging this amazing trip for us. Three cheers for EdTerra. Ozi, ozi, ozi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Ozi, ozi, ozi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Ozi, ozi, ozi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.